When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I still remember how harsh the winter was during the days when it all happened. The streets were covered with a layer of ice that made every stop treacherous, and the sidewalks were filled with piles of dirty snow that had accumulated for days. My daily routine didn't change much. Work, home, and the occasional quick stop at the corner store for some food. That night, I was returning home after another tedious day at the office. My mind was on automatic, mentally going over to-dos and thinking about what to have for dinner. As I turned the corner of my street, I stopped dead in my tracks. There was a snowman in the yard of one of the houses. So far, not unusual. It's winter. Kids make snowmen. But something about this one was different. The snowman was very scary, but not in an accidental way. It was more like deliberate.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
I admit that it caught my attention, but not much more than that, since they were the work of someone who wanted to make people who saw it uncomfortable. I shook my head and continued walking home. The next few days, I didn't think much about the snowman. However, a couple of nights later, when I returned home, I realized it was no longer in the garden where I first saw it. I wouldn't have thought anything of it, except it appeared in another garden, several houses away. I approached the snowman, trying to convince myself that it wasn't the same snowman. But yes, it was. Maybe there was more than one snowman that looked like that, or maybe someone had moved it. I looked at it for a few seconds before entering my house. I couldn't get it out of my head how strange it was to see it in a different place. That night, while trying to sleep, I woke up several times with an uncomfortable feeling. Several days passed before the snowman appeared again. This time, I saw it in an even stranger place. In front of a house with a high fence. It was impossible for someone to have placed it there without entering the property. I stopped to watch it from the sidewalk, trying to find some logic. Why was it being moved from one place to another? One day, upon arriving home, I found it there in my front yard. It was the same snowman. There was no doubt about it. But now it was on my property. I approached it carefully and examined it. It was impossible not to recognize it. I decided to take it apart. tearing off the branches that served as arms and crushing the snowy body with my boots. When I finished, I went back inside, locking the door. That night, after dinner, I approached the window out of curiosity. And then, my heart almost stopped. The snowman was there, completely rebuilt. This time it was in front of my house, looking directly at the window where I was standing. At that moment, I thought about going out to break it. But it was already late, and before thinking about something paranormal, I had to think about the logical. What if it was a trap and there was someone waiting for me to come out? I decided to leave it in the yard that night. I would go there in the morning. But getting there in the morning wasn't easy at all. When I fell asleep and opened my eyes, I found myself in a place that was and was not my house at the same time. The walls were the same, but the atmosphere was completely different. Outside, through the window, the sky was red. An intense red that looked like hell. Thunder was crashing nonstop, but there was no rain. I approached the window, unable to resist the impulse. And there it was, the snowman, incomplete, a few feet from the house. Its empty eyes looked out at me. And next to it, a figure was crouched down, placing its head on it. I didn't know what or who it was, but it wasn't a human. Its body was covered in shiny black skin as if it were made of tar. Sharp horns protruded from its back and its eyes. They were terrifying. I wanted to back away, but I couldn't. The figure finished assembling the snowman and, looking up, realized that I was looking at it. His yellow eyes glowed, fixed on me. He didn't hesitate for a second. He jumped to his feet and started running toward the house. His speed was inhuman. I ran to the front door, my mind screaming at me to close it. I managed to block it just as the being arrived, but its strength was enormous. The door was blown to pieces. I was behind the door, and when the being broke it, I fell to the ground. And before I could react, I felt its presence over me. When it was in front of me, the being raised one of its claws and directed it towards my chest. I screamed, feeling a terror I had never experienced before. And at that moment, I woke up. I got out of bed with my heart hammering in my ears. That had been the most realistic nightmare I had ever had. I don't know why, but I had to go check outside. I needed to know if the snowman was still there. When I got to the front door, the snowman was standing, just as it had been the night before, on the ground. Right in front of the door was a note written in crooked, sloppy letters. A happy snowman wants to meet the neighborhood. I sat on the floor holding the note, not knowing what to do. I didn't call the police. What was I going to tell them? That a snowman was stalking me? That a demon was chasing me in my dreams? There was no way anyone would believe me. Regardless, I couldn't leave it at that. I got up, and with trembling hands, furious, I destroyed the snowman. I broke all the pieces and made sure it was nowhere near being reassembled. I tried to pretend that nothing had happened. But that night I realized I couldn't, and I wasn't going to be able to. As night fell, I tried to distract myself by watching television, but I couldn't concentrate. I felt that something was outside, waiting. I dared to look out the dining room window. What I saw made my blood run cold. The snowman was back. This time, it wasn't just standing. It had been placed in a new posture, arms outstretched toward my window, as if trying to reach out to me. Its mouth, once a simple crooked line, now seemed more open. I froze, unable to look away. Something was playing with me, and I had to get it off me the only way I could think of. During the early hours of the morning, I took the snowman apart and put it back together again, but at the neighbor's house. The whole time I was convinced that someone was watching me. But I just kept going. Anything was going to be better than dreaming about that thing again. The snowman never showed up at my house again. The next day, I saw the neighbor come out of his house and destroy the snowman, as furious as I had been. I thought it was all over, that it was now his problem, and that possibly, several days later, he would build it at another neighbor's house. But that was not what happened. That same night, police patrols arrived in the neighborhood. An officer later informed me that my neighbor had been killed in his sleep. The door of his house had been smashed in, and the marks on his body were so deep that they couldn't determine the weapon used. What's especially scary, I still see that snowman at other neighbors' houses. The snowman is always there, armed, in different houses, almost always looking in my direction.
My name is Lucy. At the time of what I am about to tell you, I was 16 years old and living in a quiet neighborhood. I could never see what was about to happen. My parents work most of the day, so I spend a lot of time alone at home. Before, that didn't bother me. I could watch movies, do my homework, and chat with my friends without interruption. But that all changed a few weeks ago. One morning in January, when I woke up, I saw something strange from my window. There was a snowman in our yard. I don't remember seeing it the day before, and it hadn't snowed enough for someone to make such a large, detailed one. It was perfectly constructed, except that it was impressively creepy. I asked my parents if they had done it, but they both denied it. My parents didn't think it was weird. They said it was probably a kid. The snowman was right in the middle of the garden, as if someone had put it there for me to see. That night, while I was eating dinner alone, I looked out the window. The snowman was still there, motionless in the dim light of the street lamp. There was something about it that wouldn't leave me alone, but I decided to ignore it. I thought that in time the snow would melt and go away like anything else in winter. I was wrong. One afternoon, while my parents were working, I heard noises outside. As I looked out the second-story window, I saw something that chilled my blood. A second snowman had appeared. Over the next few days, more snowmen began to appear. Every time I was alone, I found a new one. I tried to ignore them, but the fear grew. I told my father what was going on, but he laughed. He told me it was just a joking kid, that he would get bored. I decided to believe him and trust him, but my trust would fall quickly, because one day I finally saw him. It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and the sun was already beginning to set. I looked out of the living room window when I saw someone in the garden. It was a man. He was wearing a black coat, dirty and looked frozen. He had a scruffy beard and his hands were shaking as he molded the snow. At first I thought he was crazy. He moved the snow quickly, almost desperately. He built one snowman in less than 10 minutes, and before I could stop to look at it, he started another. He looked terrified.
"I'm going to call the police if you don't leave right now!"
The man dropped the snow he was holding and looked up and ran off into the woods down the street. I closed the windows and locked the doors. That night, I could barely sleep. My parents finally started to worry and told me to call the police if anything else happened. I went to sleep a little more relieved that I wasn't crazy and went to sleep peacefully, not knowing what surprise I would get. It was 3 in the morning when I woke up. Something was not right. The room was freezing, as if I had left the window open. As I turned around, my heart stopped. The man was standing next to my bed. His face was pale and his wet hair fell in messy locks over his face. He held a knife in his hand. Before I could scream, he covered my mouth with his other hand. "Don't say a word." With the hand that held the knife, he began to scoop up snow that had blown in from the open window. He threw a handful on the ground and began to build a snowman, right there in my room. The snow slowly melted on the carpet, forming small puddles of water. I couldn't move, paralyzed with fear, as I watched him work with speed and precision.
"Why are you doing this?"
"They forced me."
"Who is forcing you?"
"I'm sure you think I'm crazy, but I'm not. I used to be a neighbor in the neighborhood, the one who lived next door to the one who died. He died because of me."
"What? You killed him?"
"No. It all started with a snowman outside my house. No matter how much I destroyed him, he kept coming back. The snowman stalked me, until I saw him in my dreams. He was a black demon with yellow eyes.
He built the snowmans. He told me the snowmen wanted to visit the neighborhood. They won't leave me alone until I make him visit the neighborhood. I have no choice. I don't want to die. I understand. Stay here. I'll call the police. They will help you. You think I'm crazy. I know. I would have thought the same. But they are real. They exist. They'll come for you and your family. Suddenly, the man lunged at me. He grabbed my face with his two hands and started squeezing me, harder and harder and harder as he shouted, "No chance! You will all die! There is no way to fight! You can only make more snowmen!" Terrified by the situation, I hit him with my knee in his crotch as hard as I could. I took advantage of his distraction to run. I launched myself towards the window and jumped out, landing on my back in the snow in the garden. The blow knocked the wind out of me, but I couldn't stop. I got up as fast as I could and started running toward the main street.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
My feet were sinking into the snow and the cold bit into my legs like knives, but I didn't stop. The man was coming after me, faster and faster.
"You don't understand. You can't go. You're next. He will come to my dreams if he can't come to yours."
I reached the street and stumbled, falling face first into the snow. My head hit the ground and for a second, everything was a blur. When I tried to get up, he was on top of me. He grabbed my arm and pushed me to the ground with a force that knocked the wind out of me. "I'm sorry, I am, but you don't want to cooperate anymore, and you know too much." The man raised the knife, and its blade shone under the light of a lantern. I thought that was the end of me. But then, a shot rang out in the night. The man dropped the knife and collapsed beside me, screaming in pain. Someone grabbed my arm and helped me up. It was a police officer who stayed with me while the partner arrested the man who was just screaming in despair. He had already been arrested, and it was all over. While I was in the police car, I saw my parents come running from a neighbor's house where they had spent the night. They hugged me, crying, while the officers asked me to come with them to make statements. The car started slowly, and I looked out the window into our yard. My heart stopped for a moment. There in the snow, a snowman was standing in my direction. I don't remember the psycho making a snowman there and not looking at my position. Maybe the psycho had made me a little paranoid. There's no possible way he was saying the truth, right?
I never really got along with Tyler, but we were friends. I don't know if it was because we spent so much time together or because our social circles were small, but we were always there for each other. Tyler was a complicated character. He was a private guy, the kind of guy who seemed to carry something that he never let go of. His mother, Diane, was pretty much the opposite, controlling, invasive, and to some extent, suffocating. It could have passed for a normal mother-son relationship, but there was something about them that never quite clicked. Diane was always on Tyler's back. Constant calls, texts, and unexpected visits. You could feel her squeezing him with every word. He never said it, but we all knew he wasn't happy. On every outing with friends, he always had to make it clear that he couldn't be too long, because his mother was worried. It sounds ridiculous for a grown man, but it was his reality. When he finally decided to move out on his own, we all cheered him on. It was the best he could do. Diane seemed so upset at the idea, but to everyone's surprise, she agreed. She even paid his rent for the small apartment. Tyler seemed happy at first, looser, as if he could finally breathe. But that didn't last long. From one day to the next, Tyler began to distance himself. He no longer responded to messages. He was barely seen in meetings. When you did get to see him, he seemed distracted, as if his mind was trapped somewhere else. At first, I thought he was just busy adjusting to his new life. I decided to leave him be. Until one day, I ran into him, by chance, while on my way home. "Hey, Tyler!" When he heard me, he came up to me. He looked very tired, and I thought he was going to wave at me and go on his way, but instead, he waved and talked to me. He told me he needed help with something. The faucet in his kitchen had a problem, and the cold water wouldn't turn off properly. I laughed. I told him that now that he was living on his own, he could start learning how to fix these things on his own. But let's be honest, I'd always been bad at anything practical, so I agreed to help him. When we got to his apartment, everything seemed normal. Although, as we entered the kitchen, I couldn't help but notice something strange about the atmosphere. The backyard, visible from the window, was particularly empty and dark. Something was standing there, but I couldn't quite make out what it was. I thought it was someone at first, but when I got closer to look, I realized it was a huge snowman. I laughed quietly. Who makes a snowman that big in the middle of winter? I decided to ignore it and focused on the faucet. But that's when I noticed it. Little spots of blood. They were small, scattered in several places near the sink. At first, I assumed Tyler had accidentally cut himself while cooking or something similar. It wasn't unusual for someone as clumsy as he was. But there was something odd. The stains weren't isolated. They seemed to form a trail, one that led out into the yard. As I continued to check the faucet, something on the ground, almost hidden, caught my attention. It was a shiny key ring, covered in dried blood. I picked it up and inspected it. It wasn't Tyler's keys. I recognized the keychain immediately. It was his mother's. Diane always carried that keychain with a picture of the two of them and ornaments Tyler would never wear.
I was looking for them.
At that moment, I turned and saw him. Tyler was standing a few feet away from me, even though seconds ago I'd heard him in the living room watching television. Why are they covered in blood? Has something happened? He was silent. His gaze seemed lost, as if he was calculating something. Then he finally spoke.
I'm not good with these things. You know, I'm not very creative. I don't know what to tell you.
Before I could process his words, Tyler reached across the table and grabbed a kitchen knife. He didn't say anything else. His eyes were vacant, but his breathing had become ragged. He raised the knife and pointed it at me.
You can't leave. I'm sorry I couldn't come up with a good lie.
I took a step back, trying to remain calm. My mind was racing in all directions, looking for an explanation. Why did he have those keys? What was going on? But there was no time to think. Tyler had already crossed the line. His gaze was a clear warning. He had no intention of letting me leave. He lunged at me with a knife. Instinctively, I backed away, but I tripped over a chair and fell to the floor. Tyler raised the knife again, advancing with clumsy but determined steps. I put my hands up to protect myself, expecting the worst possible ending.
Wait! Tyler! Calm down!
He charged at me again, this time aiming straight for my chest. I twisted on the ground, managing to narrowly dodge him. His body lurched from the momentum, and that's when I saw it. The keys were still in my hand. I didn't have time to think about it. With a desperate move, I drove them hard into his bare foot. Tyler screamed in pain. He recoiled, limping as he looked down at his foot. I seized the moment to get up and run for the patio door. His hand brushed my shirt just as I managed to open it. I ran into the courtyard without looking back. The darkness barely let me see, and my footsteps were a jumbled mess in the snow. I could hear Tyler behind me, limping but not stopping. When I finally looked back, my foot tripped over something hard and solid. My body slammed squarely into the huge snowman I had seen earlier from the window. The structure collapsed under my weight, crumbling into a pile of snow and branches. But what was exposed under the white layer made me forget how to breathe. Diane's body was there, hidden inside the snowman. Her open, empty eyes stared up at the sky. It was grotesque. But the worst thing wasn't that. The worst thing was the expression on her face, a mixture of panic and suffering etched forever on her pale skin. I fell to the ground, paralyzed. Tyler appeared right behind me. When he saw the corpse, his reaction was completely unexpected. His face transformed into something even worse, absolute panic. He gasped and fell to his knees in front of his mother's body and clutched his head with both hands.
No. You had to stay there. You had to stay there.
He crawled over to the body and began to shake it vigorously. Suddenly, he raised his fist and punched Diane's face as if he was furious with her. Then he kicked her relentlessly. Despite the terror that was sweeping through me, the scene was my only chance to escape. As Tyler lost control in front of the corpse, I slowly crawled toward the patio door. When I was finally far enough away, I jumped to my feet and ran without looking back. All I wanted was to leave that hell behind me. I made it to the street and called for help. Soon after, the police arrived on the scene. Tyler put up no resistance. He was sitting next to his mother's body, mumbling things that no one could understand. He was arrested without incident. The next few days were a whirlwind of statements and news. Neighbors confirmed what Tyler had done. Diane had forced him to leave home, but she was still controlling every aspect of his life. Tyler couldn't take it anymore and murdered her one night when she came to visit him. He used the same keys Diane always carried to stab her to death. He didn't know what to do with the body, so he hid it inside the snowman in the yard. He figured no one would find out while he was planning on how to get rid of her. Calling me to fix the faucet was a big mistake. According to him, he just wanted to appear normal and hide what was going on. Now, Tyler is facing a life sentence. His story is one I will never forget. Not because it scares me, but because I still can't understand how someone I knew my whole life could turn into something so...
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Monstrous.